And Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
A government memo presented to ministers detailing an anticipated loss of 1.1 billion euro to the tourism sector this year generates the lead story in today's Irish Independent. The loss is attributed to the shortage of hotel beds, which has arisen as a result of the amount of accommodation that has been allocated to refugees and asylum seekers. The Irish Examiner leads with the line that the government has been warned that climate change is likely to lead to higher home and commercial property insurance since the current model for assessing flood risk is no longer workable. The Irish Daily Mail devotes its lead story to the impact of rising interest rates on mortgage holders following the seventh rate hike since last summer. According to personal insolvency practitioner Mitchell O'Brien, those likely to be hit hardest will be a proportion of the 100,000 people who arranged debt deals in the wake of the property crash. A secret arrangement between Ireland and Britain dating back to the Cold War era, which allows the RAF to defend Irish airspace, generates the lead story in the Irish Times. Jerry Hutch's bid to force the state to pay €400,000 in legal fees after he was acquitted of the murder of David Byrne following a 52-day trial is carried on the front of today's Irish Daily Star. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the arrest of a man in connection with the murder of Angela Canavan, a grandmother in her 50s who was found dead in her home in Sligo last week. The Irish Sun leads with the story about cosmetic surgery clinics in Turkey, which approve procedures costing thousands of euro to patients via WhatsApp within minutes. The Irish News leads with the hijacking of a car at gunpoint in County Tyrone on Saturday night, in which a motorist was ordered to drive a car carrying a suspect device to Oma police station, where it was then abandoned. British Army bomb experts later removed the device and took it away for examination. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph runs with an interview with 21-year-old mother of one, Danielle Skelton, describing a recent incident at her home in Lurgan in County Armagh, in which two men pounded on her front door and shouted sectarian slurs. Footage of the incident, which was captured on a doorbell camera, went viral on social media. Last night's IFTAs provide lots of front page pictures this morning. The Times opts for a shot of some of the cast and crew of The Banshees of Inisherin, who won the Best Film Award. Sharon Horgan is pictured on the front of The Examiner and Star, clutching the Best Actress in a Drama trophy, which she received for Bad Sisters, which also won a string of other awards. And finally, The Independent and Mirror run with pictures of Patrick Keelty and his wife, Kat Deely, alongside speculation about whether Keelty is in line to become the next host of The Late Late Show, although he himself remained tight-lipped when he was quizzed on the topic at last night's awards. Both papers report that his wife was slightly more forthcoming when she hinted that the couple might consider moving to Ireland if he's offered the gig.